It is one of the credible aspects of our show every Wednesday afternoon. It's Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank. And today, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Are you kind of feeling Mardi Gras in the air?
I am. And actually, you know, I was trying to figure out a way to bottle up this great weather and maybe use it on Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Saturday just looks like, based on the forecast, it just seems like it's really pinpointed to that time when Cro-Mad Hatters was going to roll. And I'm glad that it's such a big and popular parade. I think it's good that they at least have a contingency plan. So it's going to roll this weekend, and when it rolls, the weather is going to be nice. You know, we're reading now that the economic impact of Mardi Gras is $900 million in this area. That's not just New Orleans, but that's in this area. Why don't you talk a little bit about how this entire area benefits from Mardi Gras?
Oh, well, thanks, Scoot. I'll be glad to share a little information. And recently, Tulane University Economics Department put out a report on the economic impact of Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And, you know, some of the numbers are really interesting. The total amount that is spent directly on Mardi Gras, and this only counts, you know, for throws and membership and crews and balls and that sort of thing, is over $360 million. That is just an amazing number to me. The crews themselves spend about $65 million, and that covers the cost of putting on the parade and buying the floats or renting the floats and the dens and that sort of thing. Crew members, in terms of their throws and their dues and maybe a ball, spend $150 million a year. That's just an amazing number when you think of how that money is spent in our local economy and the rollover effect of those dollars as they go from one vendor to the next vendor. It's just unbelievable. Here's a few other numbers. Total money spent by visitors staying in hotels, $84 million. Out-of-town visitors for food and entertainment, $57 million. Totals over $360 million in direct dollars spent locally. And the interesting part of this study is the economic impact. If you take that number and you factor in the taxes that are paid on it, and these are local sales taxes on most of these items, it generates somewhere around $28 million for the city of New Orleans.
And John, that money trickles down through our economy. You know, the people who are buying the beads, somebody's got to ring up the beads. That's a job. Somebody's making money doing that.
Absolutely. Several times over, those dollars flow. And when you look at their estimated cost to the city, it costs the city a little under $11 million to put on Mardi Gras. And most of that is obviously police and sanitation expense. But, you know, if you can spend $10 million and get $28 million back in the economy, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I think we would all do that every day for every dollar spent.
Yeah, and you know, not everybody can drive a tractor, but there are tractor drivers needed, so it's money for them. And you know, I love the tractor driver that we have with our float at the magical crew of Mad Hatters, because you know they always introduce themselves to me. Many of them have been listeners over the years, but you know it's always great to get to know the tractor drivers, and they do such a great job. Sometimes they take off a little fast, and I've fallen down a few times. Maybe it was because I had a little wine too that might have contributed to it, but it's not their fault. You know, you stop and go in these parades, and you got to be prepared for everything.
No, you know, it's great if we can put on this greatest free show, bring millions of people into our local economy, have them spend money, make money on this. Plus, everybody has a good time. Can't get any better than that. That's
look,
a pretty
and you know,
good
and not
recipe.
not long after Mardi Gras, right there by the main branch of Metairie Bank, there's the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it goes right there in Metairie
Absolutely.
Road in Severn.
Absolutely. That's another, you know, economic activity generator, you know, with again, the riders and the throws and the money people spend going out and having lunch on the parade route and just having a good time. I mean, we're so fortunate to live somewhere where we can enjoy events like this and enjoy one another and have it be good for our local economy. It's a great recipe.
You know, and when people are in a good mood, when people are having fun, they tend to contribute to economic growth. I mean, it's like consumer confidence it might be an intangible, but it's a big factor in determining how the economy is.
I couldn't agree with you more, Scoot. You know, I would love to see a study that shows if the economy impacts the amount that crew members spend. From what I've seen over the years, crew members spend their money no matter what, whether times are good or bad or otherwise. And I think it's all about the free party and the feeling that everyone gets during Mardi Gras, being able to stand on the street and watch the parade go by and stand next to people you've never met before and have a great day.
Let's be honest, John. You know, we all buy things that we would never buy if it weren't for Mardi Gras. Stuff that we buy to put on our body, stuff that we buy on the street. I mean, it's like I would never buy this thing, but it's Mardi Gras, so I'm buying it and I'm helping the economy move forward.
That's true. You don't wear your purple, green, and gold shirts too often.
No,
it's a good time to wear them.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you for the conversation. SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank and Metairie Bank CEO John LeBlanc. Thank you, and look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one, Scoot.
All right, John, you too.